Om Shanti, everyone. How many of you have natural sanskar of obedience? Think about it. Some of you are raising hands. Yeah? How many of you have sanskar of obedience? Obedience is not an order. Obedience is out of respect and love. When there is love and respect for someone, we like to listen and do. So when there is love for Baba, then whatever says Baba Srimat, we are able to obey it. But when there is any subtle kind of doubts in Baba, then there are a lot of questions. Why should I do? I am not yet ready. It's really, really beautiful when there is this margin Baba's love. And when you listen and obey, then you see the wonders could happen through us. Because one is I listen to my own self and then try to do something because I have feeling for this. But when Baba makes you instrument or nimit and you become obedient and do it, at every step you see what you get to accomplish. Even Baba's tasks get accomplished. But it's your accomplishment too, because you are the instrument. I know that so many things Baba used to tell me when I was a young Brahmin. First thing I will say, I don't think I can do. I don't think it's possible, like suddenly. But anyway, I will do it, and I find it becomes so big, so great. Achievement is so good. So then I realize that when Baba gives us a direction, whether it is for personal life or for service, Baba also gives that power and strength. One time Baba was sitting in office, Brahma Baba. And we often used to go sit there, but once he called me and said, child, I was still like very connected with Laukik, right? In the sense I was at center helping, but because everyone was in Gyan, so there was that connection. Child, one day you will be serving the world. So Baba doesn't want your yoga of intellect to go anywhere or connect with anyone. So whatever Baba gives you, you use it. Don't take anything, even if you get it, but you don't use it. Give to Baba. Don't put one in Bandara. And I remember that so much. Until now I remember that why Baba gave that direction. So that intellect can remain with Baba. Otherwise you will remember, no? This one gave this. This one gave this. Whether it's Laukik or even in a Laukik. But if I take from Baba, so at that time there was this also respect and system that when we go on travel, Every center, every place, you get something, right? So we will bring and give everything to Baba by end of the tour. And then Baba once offers one or two things. Child, you use it. Baba is giving now. So the benefit which I experience of being obedient, as I said, whether in personal life, and then Baba also used to say at that time that it's not only intellect shouldn't go anywhere, but also how internally be very, very stable. Various situations will come. But if we internally we are stable with Baba's help, then external situations will be like a wind comes, but it doesn't stay. Storm doesn't stay forever. Have you seen that? It comes very strong. But after when it finishes, as if nothing has happened, right? So same is this situation, sometimes very strong. But I stay stable in faith. And when I stay in stable, then Baba also helps there. So to know what Baba's directions are, Baba's Srimat is, some are very general, like follow all the principles, listen to Murli every day. So Baba give general directions as Srimat. But some Baba, and then there were Dadis. And we always feel it's not that Dadis have any interest that we listen to and do what they say, but to get the blessings. Because you feel very good when go to Dadi, Dadi, this has to be done, what do you think? Anyway, Dadi will say you are master, but when Dadi gives blessing, so some have this importance of taking blessing is like a clearance, you know. So we had this, we'll go to one Dadi then, you know, so many Dadis in the beginning. And Didi Manmohini used to teach us any duty we will get or anything. Now we have Dadi's cottages. At that time, everyone had their room in Pandabhavan. So she will say, go tell everyone. You will get blessing from everyone. It's also a humility, no? This subtle ego, I know this is right. Anyway, it will be right, no? But when you go and take that blessing from them, somewhere deeply their sakash is always with you. It's like their participation, they said yes, right? Yeah, you go, you do this, this is very good. Or they initiate it and we do it. So their thoughts, until the task is accomplished, is with us. And that's called sakash, right? What is sakash? Baba thinks of me, or Dadi Prakashmani thought of me, I felt that light might, right? And I know Dadi is thinking. So it's a very, very subtle way to see that obedience, one is to get direction, but even if I have to do something, we will go and say, we're going for getting stamp or blessings, right? Sometimes Daddy will say, "Well, you know now. You are the master." Say, "No, Daddy, you tell us what you think." And that really, really, as I said, not only blessing, but sakash. And until that task is accomplished. Because so many important types of service happen, right? Or other way was to give full news of your personal chart and service to Baba or Dadis. Personal chart or news of service. There was a time every Tuesday, Friday, write a letter to Brahma Baba, what service happened in these 3-4 days. Baba used to say, it's Baba's shop, no? Baba should know which customers came, what they got from there, were they satisfied or not. Baba's shop, no? Baba should get news. And these days, we do it. Some, yes, they connect with the center instrument or senior or... We don't see that importance deeply of where this obedience comes. And it's not being subservient. As I said, it's respect, it's blessing, it's sakash which you get. And some will generally do everything and then tell, right? So with that obedience, another very good quality is emerging. In English, we say surrender, but in Hindi, we call samarpan. Samarpan is where you are offering yourself and everything of yours to God. I am offering. Surrender is when it comes to, if I have any habits, deep sanskars, I surrender them to Baba, that Baba, I have this sanskar, I really want to change it, transform it. So I want to take drishti from Baba, so it becomes very easy. And surrender also is deeply removing my I and mine. Very subtly. Even if I didn't do, Baba did it, but I became the instrument. It was through me, right? So again, I and my and me comes. So it's at two levels. One is, every time I look at Baba, what more can I offer? Not offering is not here something material. That we know is all belongs to Baba. But what more service can I do, Baba? Some are so happy with whatever they're doing. And for me, I always say, Baba, give something more to do. Until everything is stable. So it's like you offer yourself to Baba. Baba, in whatever way, even if it's Baba's, gave us specialties. And even if it's my achievements of Brahmin life, I still offer to Baba. So one part of surrendering is, and once you have offered, it comes back to you. But it becomes like sacred and powerful. like you go to temple, you take fruits or anything to offer. When you bring back after offering, you call it holy food. So Baba doesn't keep anything, right? What he takes, if you praise him, what he gets, right? Or anything which I am doing is, of course, creating my fortune, creating my elevated karmas. But deeply within, everything I have belongs to Baba. So if it belongs to Baba, then when I use it, I have to get permission from Baba, right? Practically, if we had to go somewhere 2 days, we will go to Dari. Can I go here? Can I go to this center? Or can I? It's not that there is no freedom. There is. It's a kind of very good record of my respect to offer. And then also, one good quality is to surrender. Because every offering will bring back, you know, something. What I do also after that, I give to Baba, surrender it to Baba. So both level, offering and surrender, sometimes it does happen that some brothers, sisters, they left home, came, they stayed in Yajna or at centers. So they say these are surrendered ones. But no, there are some in families. We give example of Ramesh Bhai, Usha Bhai, many, many live in their families. But they live in such a way that everything belongs to Baba. So when everything belongs to Baba, so then what I can use as I want? No, they take directions. Proper directions definitely help. Because they are in that directions when you follow. There are many, many secret blessings and success. This question of why should I tell, why should I ask, right? But if we tell Baba, if we ask Baba, so this deep sanskar also, I can do, I know direct, I know Srimad, right? So let Baba guide us. I know I have been in USA for how many years? 45, more than 45 years. Only in USA. Of course, before that was many other countries. So everyone used to say, what's your future plan? Because some say, in the end, I need to be in Madhuban. Some say, I want to leave body in Madhuban. They were asking me. I said, angels doesn't have any fixed land. They can go from anywhere, wherever they have to serve. But I knew that Baba, how Baba brings us to his land. So deeply within, as much you surrender to Baba, that means Baba will decide for me. Even we will say it's drama, but also whole drama also works, right? He works with Baba, right? So one is to have pure desire, pure thoughts. But on the other side, you don't have to struggle. You don't have to think too much. Because Baba is there. I have surrendered my life to Baba. Whatever is best for the soul, that will happen. We can say according to Dharma, but we also say God's will, right? So we took last these obedience and surrender as very important qualities, which can only emerge when there is love with Baba, merge in love. And when one is merged in love, nothing is difficult. All difficulties which come, at that time there is so much power, you don't even feel that it's difficult. When I think of when I came in Gyan, went to Madhuban, and you have to keep fetching your metal bucket. Metal bucket. So then what happens? It's heavy, difficult, but you never felt it. So doing anything for Baba, knowing that it's for my training, my making me strong, all sins of drama are beneficial. So ultimately each one of us have to look at both, am I obedient? Now we used to say yes to Baba, yes to Dadis. And after saying yes, Dadi will again say, are you sure you want to do this? That means they give you choice. I always got choice. But first I said yes, why not? And when you do that, once I told Dadi Prakashwani something, Dadi, I think someone else should do this. Dadi said, okay, you tell me who. Now because she gave me choice, I had to think. So after a little while, I went back and I said, Dadi, maybe one more year I will do. So saying yes has a lot of benefits. But also that is always after, when they see you will say yes, then they will say, but what do you think? What's your feelings? That respect also for one who is obedient. It's not you are obedient, so you are treated like, you know. No, obedience really is creating that relationship of trust, of love, of respect. So think about both qualities and they will make your life very, very easy, royal, loyal. And definitely we get a good certificate. And there is a saying that a bad soldier can never be a good commander, right? It's only when I am a good soldier that I can be a good commander, right? Because I know what it is to be on duty, right? So, merge in Baba's love. Today is our, tomorrow will be surrender, but last days of this month, and that was actually the month of merge, the power which you receive through being merged in God's love. We started with Ramesh Bhai's story of courage. And then it's inspired us to look into different qualities which emerge from love. So obedience and surrender also is coming from love. Om Shanti.